not go that way, but
just treat him as a human being.
Yeah. For instance, we don't think nothing about hollering at that guy or like that on the street without, maybe it's not what we do, but I still think it's all right.
Mm-hmm. Any special term for a preacher, well, a man who has another profession but preaches now and then?
I can't think what I want to say here. Or what term you're thinking of. Part-time preacher, but that's not the term we're looking for.
Or maybe he's a carpenter. Well, maybe he's not a carpenter, but he'll take a job with a hammer and a saw. Is the term...
All right, now we come back to a jackleg.
Yeah. Would you use that for preacher, too?
Well, that'd be a light enough term for some of them part-time preachers, wouldn't it? Yeah, I've heard that. You hear that expression a lot, jackleg preacher.
Let's see, my mother's sister would be...
Your aunt.
Uh-huh. And if my father had a brother named William, he would be my...
Uncle Bill.
Or if we wanted to be formal, he'd be my Uncle...
William.
Which, heaven forbid, I'd never call him. Eisenhower's title before he became president was
General.
And the head of the local, of the county court here is
the county judge?
Mm-hmm. Person who goes to school is a
student.
Woman who works in an office and takes dictation, types letters.
Secretarial worker. Secretary.
Say, we are not Canadians, we are not Mexicans, we are...
Americans.
And, any special terms for Negroes? The common terms.
Oh, where we are here, I guess Negro. A little farther south, you go into the Nigger.
Any special terms for Indians?
No.
By tribes?
Well, of course, right here, we're in the Choctaw Nation. And if used to, and you talk about the Indians here, you just automatically talk about the Choctaw. Of course, quick as you swim the river, you go into Cherokees. Mm-hmm. So you would designate them by Choctaw or Cherokee on each side of the river here if you were, you know, talking about that.
Any special terms for people of other nationalities?
Oh, of course, now your people from Europe, it's not so noticeable now as it used to with their foreign accents and all. It was called Dagos, mm-hmm. Wops.
Mm-hmm. They were pretty thick in here, weren't they?
Not right in here. Now, we went to this...
I was thinking in general within the whole 30 miles?
No. We went to visit the daughter in Kansas one time. Well, they even, that gum young'uns of theirs learned to talk German as quicker as they did English. They were in some of those full-blood German towns out there in western Kansas.
Hmm.
But here, oh, there was a family back up here between here and town. I don't suppose there would have been 1% of the population within a 30-mile radius here that would have been... Now, wait a minute. I wasn't acquainted with them. There's a coal mining town 25 miles over here.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, I've got lots of them on the books up there, and I can't no more pronounce their names or nothing.
Poles?
I don't know. You know, it's coal mining.
Yeah.
McCurtain is a coal mining, underground mining
mm-hmm.
county. And of course, those Dagos, Wops, or whatever you call them, all those foreign names.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the only Catholic church we have in the county, too.